With Northwest News from KNKX, the U.S. State Department is looking to an unlikely source for help in its efforts to combat international wildlife trafficking. A hackathon at Seattle's Woodland Park Zoo. More from 88.5 Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Woodland Park is one of six zoos around the world hosting the zoo hackathons. About 60 Seattle-area techies have signed up to spend 22 hours creating an app, software program, or other tool to help in the fight against wildlife trafficking.
So it's a gathering of coders to help save animals.
Everything from iconic tigers and elephants hunted for their fur or tusks to lesser-known plants and mammals traded for use in traditional medicine, says the zoo's vice president of field conservation, Fred Kuntz. He says the coders will tackle one of seven possible challenges to help reduce demand for poached and deforested products.
So one idea is maybe an app that if you're going to go on a trip, you might enter, well, I'm going to, say, East Africa, Kenya. And it would come back and say, well, look out for these wildlife products. They should be on your no-buy list.
Other tools they're hoping might be developed include an app to help whistleblowers anonymously report trafficking incidents. Kuhn says the event fits in with the zoo's conservation goals of not just educating people, but also providing a way for them to take action. The winning team will have a chance to advance to a global round and could also take home cash prizes. Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.